No, very well coached team. Great coaching staff. A lot of those guys, we've played against them in the preseason. We know those guys really well. Coach Harbaugh's always put together a great staff, you know, whether he's been at Stanford or there. And Coach Fangio does a great job getting those guys prepared.
How's the physicality of this defense compared to the other NFC West teams you played? It's kind of their trademark in that.
Yeah, you know, another top five defense. We love seeing them. And, you know, obviously this group is very, very physical up front. Starts with Justin Smith. You know, just him and Ray McDonald. I was, you know, with both those guys in 08, and it hasn't changed. I mean, up front, stout, and then just that whole group they have in the linebacking core, they're physical as well. It's just that front seven is a tough group to go against.
Have the NFC West teams proved to be more physical?
I don't know if I could say that. I just know the teams that we've played so far, I mean, all of them have been pretty physical. I mean, every game we've played, we've come out of that game going, that was a good group. So, I mean, a lot of the teams that we've played earlier, Colts, it seems like they're on a pretty good roll. Arizona was tough. You know, Kansas City's absolutely tough. So, and this Jets team, they were no joke. So we've played some tough teams, and obviously Seattle is what they are.
After the Jets game, Peyton's phrase was the Jets were basically laughing at your run game, and then you made them pay for it. How did you view the defense the Jets brought?
Well, it was a little surprise on the first play to see both those guys walk out, and of course had a pass called, which was great. And but we adjusted well. We had a couple missteps early as far as what we were doing. They surprised us because they walked out and then they came when the ball was snapped, which one of our pullers was a little surprised by him. He got cut in the hole and then it kind of, you know, screwed up that play. But I thought Coach Magazoo did a good job of kind of getting a plan together and getting us regrouped, and then we found a way to move the ball. I think it was more technique error as far as we had a grip of, you know, there was a little holding going on. You got to let go. And Ronnie came blowing through. I think it was Ronnie one time and maybe Juwan another time. But we had two explosive plays called back on holding calls. So, I mean, you're looking at a better day than what we had. I mean, those were two 20-plus runs that we got called back. So if we can clean that up, then I think we'd feel a little bit better about our running game overall.
With Magazine's plan that you mentioned, how much did it help to get Cornick out there for some extra bulk on the outside to get the running pass program?
Anytime you can put that sixth lineman out there, I mean, obviously he's going to be a little stouter than a tight end, and we can make sure that an outside linebacker can't have an easy day as far as walking back a tight end. So putting him out there allowed us to make sure that we were firm on that edge. Gave those running backs a little bit of breathing room, and it was a little change up for us. I mean, it was something that we hadn't really shown, and I'm not sure if they were really ready for us to jump in that and stay in it for as long as we did.
Do you like what you've seen from him?
Cornick?
Yeah.
He's done a good job. I mean, anytime we've put him in there, he's been ready to go, and you know, he's a smart guy. He needs limited reps, and we didn't practice a ton of that stuff that he ended up going in there and doing. I mean, a lot of that stuff was with Virgil and Julius, and for whatever reason, it kind of hit us to go that route, and it ended up working out for us.